Well, there has been a lot of talk about Social Security over the last, for sure, five-ish years.
At least.
I mean, it probably goes back even a little further. But remember, Joe Biden in one of his State of the Unions was trying to rope Republicans into saying that they were going to cut Social Security.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, you're going to keep it? You're going to keep it? And they're like, yeah, we're going to keep it. We don't want to get rid of Social Security.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That would be a disaster. And he's like, all right, I gotcha. You said it. And we're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, money being spent and a lot, that's fine. You can't have people that are retired, elderly people, all of a sudden not have money.
Oh, absolutely. They put into it all their life.
Right.
Yeah.
Problem is a report released by the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget projects Social Security will be insolvent by 2032. Again, I ain't a mathematician, but that sounds like it's about 6 years away.
6 years away.
And it would be cutting those monthly checks received by 63 million Americans, 24%. That's about $520. It's a lot of money.
Absolutely.
That all of a sudden you don't have in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That you worked all your life to build that up.
That's right.
And Nolan Findlay wrote an interesting piece about it because it hasn't been a major topic yet for those running for state government, for federal offices here in the state of Michigan, but it probably should be. And Nolan Findlay joins us this morning to talk about it. Nolan, good morning. It's good to have you.
Good morning, guys.
Why do you think these candidates have stayed away from this topic thus far?
Because what we've done is fear-monger instead of fix. We've known this day is coming, and it's right on us now. And the senators we elect this year, 6 years from now, will be finishing up their term, and it will be up to them to come up with solutions. And yet, they won't put any solutions on the table because we've got to do some very hard things to save Social Security. And if you talk about doing hard things, what happens is what you just mentioned. It becomes politicized and people accuse you of wanting to kill Social Security. We don't need to kill Social Security, but we do need to fix it.
Nolan, your column suggests that Michigan would be hit harder than many other states. Why is Michigan particularly vulnerable?
Well, income's lower here than they are in the national average, so any hit to revenue streams hits harder here. The older population here, so more people affected. I think it was right around 20% of our population will be affected. It's a huge, huge, it'll be a huge, huge deduction to our gross product, gross economic output here in Michigan once those cuts take place. And they'll have to take place.
Mm. What does that signal to younger workers? I mean, you know, I'm decades away from drawing Social Security, and I know it's a topic amongst my friends and people of my age. It's like, well, what is that going to look like in 30 years down the road?
Well, yeah, I mean, it should be bad as hell.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you've been paying in like everybody else, and you should be able to take out like everyone else. But again, if the money's not there, you can't draw on it. And so, you know, there's still time to put solutions in place, obviously, but the longer you wait, the harsher those solutions are going to be.
You know, one of the most striking points, Nolan, in your piece is that Washington has known about this issue for about 40 years. How do we get to the point where a known crisis still remains unresolved?
Well, just as you were talking, you know, when Republicans tried to put answers on the table, tried to put together a commission to fix this, what did Joe Biden do? And Democrats accused them of wanting to do away with Social Security. So it's been that rail you can't touch in American politics. And so instead of doing the things we needed to do, we just kicked the can down the road, and now the road's coming to an end.
And so the biggest problem that I have with these funds, mm-hmm, is that they're borrowing. Social Security is borrowing money to help pay for now. Well, that doesn't help us in the long run. And I mean, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn, Nolan. I'm not sure that the federal government has shown a propensity to properly spend our money.
No, I mean, we've got a huge national debt growing. And what we've done over the years is taken the money that was in the Social Security Trust Fund, and we've borrowed it to finance today's spending, again, to keep from making hard decisions, to keep from making tough budget choices. We've just been drawing money out of the Social Security Trust Fund and putting an IOU in there. Well, there's no money in the federal government. You can't pay off that IOU. And so it's not just Social Security we're ignoring. It's the Medicare obligation we're ignoring. It's the national debt. Someday that's going to have to be paid.
And Nolan, you know, the options to me seem straightforward. You raise taxes, you reduce benefits, you increase the retirement age, or you find some new funding. Why has it been so hard to build a consensus around any of those solutions?
Because they all require sacrifice, and we don't sacrifice here. You know, you could, given the demographics have changed so dramatically over the last 50 years or 90 years since Social Security was put in place, people are living a lot longer. You could raise the benefit age and take care of a lot of this, or you could ask people to put more in now. But asking people to put more in now should come with a promise that we're not going to blow that money. Mm-hmm. You put the money in and it'll stay in the trust fund. And we've been unwilling to do that.
Yeah, it's a major, major problem. Nolan Finley, we appreciate you writing about it, and hopefully we get more information from our candidates running for U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
It would be nice to know what their solutions might be to this. Nolan, we appreciate you as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. That's Nolan Finley at the Detroit News. Again, I think the idea, Social Security was created, it was spawned by the Great Depression.
By the Great Depression, yeah.
So you had people living in absolute squalor and poverty. And there was no way or no... I mean, at least in hindsight, there was no end in sight for them, right? Mm-hmm. They're in the throes of it.
Mm-hmm.
So when this was brought about in the mid-30s, it was a safety net for people.
Sure.
Which makes a lot of sense. You cannot afford as a country to have your most vulnerable population, which is elderly folks at the end of their life, when they are no longer able to work,
right,
all of a sudden have nothing. There's no income stream. There's no... I totally support,
sure,
Social Security. I totally understand it. My brain works. I don't trust you with my money.
And that's why I work a lot of people.
So you're going out. You're going to work this morning. You burned your tongue on your coffee. It's too hot. And then when you got to make that tax payment out of your check, it's going to Social Security. Now you're telling me that in 10 years when I got to start pulling it out, it's not going to be there.
No,
that's really a problem for me. So having the government in control of my money that I work for is something that doesn't jive with me. But at the same time, you can't rely on people to be savvy enough. And it's not an indictment on people, but not everybody is a financial guru.
No.
Right? So you have to be able to provide that safety net. It's a real, real problem here in this country. And certainly for people here in Michigan as our population grows older. Yeah, it's a problem. Coming up on the other side, Jamie rejoins the show. We're going to get an update on her, how she's doing. Also talk about her new episode of her podcast. And it's going to be nice to talk with Jamie here on a Monday. So stay tuned. More coming up on JR Morning.